I think overall it's a really strong budget, which very much takes into account and has at its heart the cost of living pressures that has been on the public over the last period of time. And I think it also significantly invests for the future as well by setting the country up and the economy up by investing in housing, by investing in water, and by investing in infrastructure into the future too. But in the short term, people have been under pressure in terms of actually cost of living and in terms of the amount of money they have available at the end of the week. And in terms of some of the key supports put in place in this budget, whether it be the increases, the €12 increases in the pension and in other social welfare payments, or indeed the really significant reduction in terms of childcare costs or other steps that have been taken in the school setting, for example, such as the extension of the free school books right across primary and secondary school, as well as the introduction as well of an extension of all free school meals to all primary schools. These are all steps aimed at trying to improve the quality of life of families and also reduce the financial pressure on them, as well as ensure as well, for example, through the tax reductions that are in place, the 1% reduction in the 4% rate of the USC, for example, as well as the removal in the stamp or increase in the overall thresholds for increasing the for accessing the standard and higher rate of tax. They're all designed to try and make sure that people's standard of living is improved while overall being prudent in terms of the economy widely to make sure that it continues to be strong into the future so that we can continue with the type of supports and measures that we've taken today and continue to build on them in future budgets too.
And there is, however, some concern among the business community, particularly those in the hospitality sector. While it's welcome that the minimum wage has been increased, there's been no change in the VAT rate, so they're being hit with this.
That was one of the key considerations, and while we have done a lot in this budget, it hasn't been possible to do everything. It was something that was considered very much as part of it, though. There is a significant support package in place for the business sector to address the particular pressures that are on them, and also by working to ensure that we're enhancing people's spending power as well. That's important for supporting business as well. Overall, I think it's a strong, balanced budget, one which will keep the economy strong while underpinning people's standard of living and their disposable income, and also really importantly as well, having children and family at the heart of the budget by making those investments in childcare and in the school setting and in families as well through income supports in terms of child benefit, for example.